Previously on But You're Wrong.
You can be digitally inserted as an extra in any movie.
Casablanca.
Scarface.
Godfather.
Back to the Future.
Star Wars.
The Big Lebowski.
Sphere.
12 Monkeys.
Pete.
Major Payne.
Spicoli was in that movie, wasn't he?
Bangkok Dangerous.
That is one of the worst names of a movie I've ever heard in my life. Howard the Duck and Rugrats in Paris. And Miss Congeniality. A lot of good movies.
This is But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Welcome to anyone joining us for the first time. If you're joining us again, welcome back. If you're joining us again, thank you. But also subscribe on iTunes and favorite us on Stitcher so you don't miss anything. Because we do new ones on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But you can also follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast. That's where you'll see a lot of pictures and links and stuff that we talk about. And we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/butyourewrong. And I have a book out on Amazon Kindle Market. If you go to amazon.com and type in work in progress, or you just put my last name, Bodela, that'll bring it down to only three possible options, and one of them will say work in progress. And actually, I'm running a special promotion starting today when this episode comes out, Saturday the 25th, where Saturday through Monday it'll actually be free. So you can download it for free, check it out. If you like it, review it, recommend it to other people. That's all I ask. Share it, spread it around if you like it. If you don't, you can check me out on Twitter at TheActualKeith and let me know why you didn't like it. And maybe I'll write a book to please you in the future. But I probably won't. I'll probably just write a book to please myself and then hope that you like it.
constructive criticism is important, though.
I appreciate constructive criticism, but if people's criticism is you're a cock, I will block you. So.
Uh-huh. You haven't blocked me yet.
Yeah, but I know you don't actually mean that as constructive criticism. That's you trying to ask me out.
Very true. Touché, sir.
So today we're going to start off with a little game, but it's not actually like the previous games we've played. We're going to play a little version of Let's Make a Deal. I couldn't decide between three things to talk about today. So I have three topics ready to talk about, but I couldn't decide, so I'm going to have you decide. So you're going to come on down in your costume, whatever it may be. I imagine you would come down as a movie character, which probably wouldn't get you on the actual show because they probably wouldn't want you to do that.
No, there'd be some sort of an infringement.
But you come down as like Doc Brown or an Ewok, maybe. Chewbacca.
An Ewok? How the hell would I come down as an Ewok?
Just, like, you're like a giant Ewok.
There was that awkwardly tall Ewok. No, I lied. There was the awkwardly tall Jawa. There was no awkwardly tall Ewok.
Han Solo. How about we put you in a Han Solo costume?
A portly Han Solo.
You can be Porkins if you want.
Deal. No, you know what? I can be Wedge from Empire. Because he was fat for some reason in Empire.
Was he the one that wanted to take down the entire like Imperial Army by himself? He was like, I'll take them all on.
No. That was Dak. That was Luke's wingman in the Battle of Hoth. No, his wingman is co-pilot.
Okay.
He's like, oh, I feel like I could take on the whole Empire myself. He's like this up-and-coming young pilot. And then what happened was that if you look clearly, because they're flying towards – well, yeah, but they're flying towards the Imperial Walkers. So he is killed by friendly fire. And it was, to me, it was a definite Vietnam thing. It was definitely a little homage because he's like, oh, I'm going to take on the whole empire. I'm a young, innocent child. And then all of a sudden, he's killed by friendly fire.
Wow, you know, I never picked up that it was friendly fire.
It had to have been.
That's true. Yeah, now that I actually think about it.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that there was a guy behind Luke, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was either... Oh, you forgot that there was even another guy in there?
Yeah.
Where the hell were you? I mean, he was dead halfway through, but...
I mean, and if he dies and Luke's still able to fly it, he probably wasn't that important anyway.
No, he was like, well, he would have done the little tow cable thing, you know, to wrap up the Imperial, the AT-AT.
Oh, and how, you mean, because then once it falls down, its armor is no longer impervious to blasters.
Then you can just shoot it like three times and it just explodes.
Even though doing that when it's standing up, it won't die, but you knock it down.
Exactly. Doesn't that make sense?
It does. Yes, yeah, I mean, it does. It does. I wish it worked for me. You know, I fall down, you shoot me. Yeah, I die, but if I'm standing up and you shoot me.
No, if you're falling down, you just explode.
Just no reason.
See, that's the thing. It wasn't even like it was just like there was a slight, you know, like they penetrated through the armor or anything. The thing just erupts into a fireball. So why would that ever happen?
Yeah, and they're just shooting the head. Like, it's not even like they're shooting what you would think would be like the reactor or anything that powers the thing.
It's absurd.
They're shooting the couple guys in the weird helmets riding up front.
Yeah, they kind of got the little Vader helmets there.
Hmm.
I like those guys.
Anyway. So you come down as the, what'd you come down as?
Portly Han Solo.
Portly Han Solo. Good thing you didn't come down for as Porkins, because he takes it from behind.
I thought you were going to say Portly Princess Leia, but that would actually that just too. Be Carrie Fisher nowadays.
So you come down, and I give you the choice, door number one, door number two, or door number three.
I'm ready.
You're choosing.
Oh, you mean I can't? So I can't, I don't get to hear the choices?
No, because in Let's Make a Deal, they don't see anything. You just choose between one of the three.
You're right. Huh. All right, let's go door number three.
Door number three? Ooh, that's a good one. Do you wanna go for what's in the box, though? No, there's nothing in the box.
No.
All right, door number three. Scrabble player. Scrabble player booted from championship for cheating.
Oh.
First of all, did you know that there were Scrabble championships?
I did, actually, yes.
Did you know that cheating was actually fairly common in them and that a kid was recently kicked out for cheating?
No, I did not know that. What? I was just going to ask what he was doing, but you know what? I'd like to hear the story.
Okay. So I actually I found two articles. One gives kind of some basic information. I'm going to skip some of it because I also want to get to the second article, which is where I originally found this. The original one was in Slate, slate.com. And this person is actually like a player in the tournament, and they wrote about it because they were so upset by the way the media was treating it.
Okay.
And then they led me to the first article that kind of gave me a brief overview, but there's one specific reason I wanted to still read you the first article. But one of the top young Scrabble players in the country has been kicked out of the game's national championship tournament in Florida after he was caught hiding blank letter tiles.
Oh.
John D. Williams Jr., I do not believe he's related to the composer, who has served as the executive director for 25 years and co-authored a book on the popular Hasbro board game in 1993, said this was the first incident of cheating at a national tournament. However, it's been known to occur at smaller regional events. So not only is there one championship, like, there's several, which is impressive. And they've apparently been doing it for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So we all know how Scrabble works, but just in case, players accumulate points during one-on-one matches by pulling random letter tiles from a bag of 100, and they try and make words. Now, the way the tournament works is that players play multiple matches over a five-day event. The winner is determined by a combination of their overall record against other players and the cumulative points spread over the entire tournament. Makes sense. I can't believe they dedicate 5 days to this thing, but whatever.
I can't believe it was in Florida.
Really? That's not the part that surprised me.
I don't know. I just think Florida, I think of a bunch of idiots, but I'm sorry.
Well, You see, the tournament attracts a wide range of players. And I think that's what they meant by this neckline that is what attracted me to it. Actually, it's not the next line. It skips down because they don't have, like, a referee for each match. It's self-policing in the Scrabble world. And that's literally a quote. Self-policing in the Scrabble world.
In the Scrabble world.
Yes. Ah. So, you know, you hop on the Millennium Falcon as poor Leon Solo. And you fly to the Scrabble world. But the next line, which is unfortunate, says, "That's because national events draw young players to seniors." That makes it sound more like a NAMBLA meeting than a Scrabble competition.
Next week on To Catch a Predator.
Why were you coming here? To play Scrabble.
But you said online.
You said online that you were going to, and correct me if I'm wrong here. I was going to try and think of a long, complicated sexual word, but I totally blanked out. I was just like, fuck, suck, shit, I don't know what to say.
Fellatio.
Yeah. You use the word fellate. He's like, but that's because that's all the letters that I had.
We're playing online Scrabble.
Oh. And then Williams tries to be funny, and he goes, "It gets pretty deep. We're one step away from drug testing," Williams joked. Ha 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 ha. Even before Tuesday's cheating ejection, it was well known that some players take minerals known as, quote, alleged brain boosters.
What?
But no steroids so far, Williams quipped. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I'm sure taking Winstrol will really help your Scrabble scores.
So let's see. This is the actual article that got me involved in it. This is from Slate.com, like I said, with Stefan or Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N.
Oh, Stefan Urkel?
No, it's Stefan Fatsis.
Fatsis?
Well, it's F-A-T-S-I-S.
Continue.
I don't know how to say that, but anyway. The case of the stolen blanks. I had just hung on for a 395-352 victory in round 24 of the 2012 National Scrabble Championship on Tuesday when an official pulled me aside. A boy had been caught palming the blanks and ejected from the tournament. Oh no! That was my impression of the official. I don't want to insult Stefan. The news ricocheted around the ballroom at the Orlando Resort, where 342 people, men, women, and a handful of children that had been attracted to seniors.
I liked that they used the term handful.
Yeah, a handful of children. Many players were familiar with the boy who had competed in school. After reading that other one, this just doesn't sound good anymore. Who had competed in school and rated Scrabble tournaments for a couple of years, but they didn't know of him as one of the top young Scrabble players in America, as he was described in news reports.
News reports.
So the mood after the revelation was less shock that someone had cheated. Cheating is rare in Scrabble, but as in any competitive endeavor, it happens. Then relief that the fraud had been unmasked. And beneath that, sadness for the adolescent boy who would no doubt be facing shame and scorn in and out of the Scrabble world. And for the game, which I knew would be taking another turn in the media dunk tank. So,
boy.
I mean, I'm no expert. And they don't name the boy because he was a minor. But I'm no expert. But I'm pretty sure that, based on my experience growing up, the boy's going to face shame and scorn just for playing Scrabble in a tournament. Even if he won, he would face scorn and shame outside of the Scrabble world.
Even if he was good, he's going to go home and just get the shit beaten out of him. I don't know. I really want to know how you would really cheat. I mean, there's only a certain number of blank tiles.
Well, we'll get to it.
I'm sorry.
They talk a little bit about the new stuff, but I want to read this one because I thought the way this person wrote it was funny. And these two glib hairdos on something called Good Afternoon America thought
What does that mean, glib?
Glib hairdos, yeah. Glib's like, like I want to say like they're assholes.
Oh, all right.
Like mooks. Mookish. All right, on something called Good Afternoon America, which is like a spinoff of Good Morning America, I guess, that they did to fight to compete with the like fourth hour of the Today Show.
Yeah, that thing goes on forever. Because, what, they got the Today Show and then they got Later Today?
Yeah, they do the fourth hour, and some places put it on right after the Today Show, and then other places, like around here, they do it in the afternoon. But I think they started doing Good Afternoon America to compete with that. But anyway, thought it would be fun to have members of their studio audience hold up giant Scrabble tiles spelling cheater. That the cheater in question was a child apparently didn't register with anyone at ABC. If you can't count on the integrity at the Scrabble Championships, then what has this world come to? One of the hosts, former ESPN smartass Josh Elliott, cracked. So I guess the person didn't like that they were making fun of him. But it is kind of funny. We're doing the same thing, so.
You know, I mean, as long as you don't. I understand not using his name because he's a minor, but you know, come on, you gotta make a couple jokes about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertaining, and it's not the worst thing to be reported. People reporting that like Avril Lavigne and the Nickelback guy got married, or that Nicki Minaj is going to be the American Idol judge. That's not really news.
You know way too much about what's going on.
I'm trolling for good stuff to tell you about, all right? Plus, I thought all the guys from Nickelback were dead for some reason.
That's just because you wanted them to be.
And I thought this line was funny. I'm skipping ahead again because this is a really fucking long article, but there's some good parts in it. This is where you can tell that this person writing it is really into Scrabble. Because they go, as anyone who plays the Scrabble knockoff words with friends knows, cheating is in the digital sense of Scrabble and usually involves employing an anagram finder to unscrabble your letters. The Scrabble knockoff words with friends, like, well, anybody that plays that game, psh. They ripped off the same thing. But you're not playing the true Scrabble.
Oh, God. Because
you don't go to Orlando.
There's nothing worse than an uppity Scrabble player. I know from experience, trust me.
Let's see. So this is where we start to find out some of the cheating methods. So originally it was the living room novelty when it started in like the 30s or 40s. And then in the 60s, it moved into a competitive passion and landed alongside chess, backgammon, and bridge in smoke-filled game parlors in New York City. In those days, the tiles were placed face down in the box top during play. That's what I normally play with. Like, I don't put it in a bag. I just dump them out on the box and turn them all face down. Regulars, though, could spot the blanks, which were lighter than other tiles because they spent half their time on one face or the other. So they weren't, like, as worn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When the tiles were placed in bags during games, which I guess they started doing, unscrupulous players could feel around for the blanks because they had no grooves, a tactic called brailing. So this is starting to get intense now. But plastic tiles in a rainbow of colors, that's literally something that this person put in there. Plastic tiles dash in a rainbow of colors exclamation point dash. First of all, exclamation points end a sentence, so you can't put them in the middle of the dashes. But anyway, have made brailing obsolete. The North American Scrabble Players Association. Yes, we have one of those.
You don't belong to it?
No. Has a 53-page rulebook governing club and tournament play that anticipates almost every conceivable situation.
All right. I was trying to think of something to say. I know. I just don't know.
Were you trying to think of conceivable situations?
Yeah, but I was going to go a little bit outside the normal Scrabble world, I think.
Go for it.
Well, I guess. Maybe, like, hiding, you know, what if a woman tried to hide tiles, you know?
In her vagina?
Yeah.
Maybe. Players who are physically abusive will be immediately ejected and disqualified.
What? Physically abusive?
There's banking points or announcing an incorrect score for a play, then correcting it later in the game. There's choosing new tiles quickly before an opponent can inspect and potentially hold and then challenge a play. That's known as fast bagging. So I guess when you lay down the word, somebody can challenge it. But if you pick up your tiles right away, then they can't challenge.
It's kind of like if the next person in Monopoly goes before you, you know, and you landed on someone else's space and they don't realize.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Continue. Fast bagging. That is priceless.
That sounds like a euphemism for jerking off.
I mean, it sounds like some sort of a cock type deal. I don't know.
Something sexual.
Exactly.
In the National School Scrabble Championship a few years ago, a team of two players, so I guess you can play on teams too, took advantage of their younger, inexperienced opponents by playing one made-up word after another to rack up as many points as possible and improve their chances of winning the event. And Scrabble placement is decided-based first on when... Okay, that's not relevant. Technically, that wasn't cheating. The other team could have challenged the words off the board if they'd been sophisticated enough to know they were being had. Still, this phony palooza led to the imposition of points caps in school events. So this is getting serious now.
Yeah, I mean, these people are out of their fucking minds.
So it's not just the blank tiles you want to go for. You also want to go for A, E, I, N, R, S, and T, because they are the most useful and most commonly used letters.
That makes sense.
In the English language, so yeah. So, for instance, a player could grab more tiles than necessary while replenishing his rack, drop the extras in his lap or pocket, pluck out the desirable ones when needed to make a bingo. Do you know what a bingo is?
I'm going to say a word, even though I think that that's a strange way to say it.
It's a term. A term for a word.
I was just thinking of Inglourious Bastards with the Nazi. That's a bingo.
Ooh, that's a bingo. Am I saying that right? Usually we just say bingo. He's so good in that scene.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love that. Where were we? Bingo. A word using all seven tiles that's rewarded with a 50-point bonus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Isn't that cool?
Huh.
Now, this is where the kid figures out how to cheat. At the conclusion of every game of Tournament Scrabble, players arrange the 100 tiles into 4 5x5 squares to ensure none are missing. The next players at the board together place the tiles back into the bag. After round 23 in Orlando, Arthur Moore, a 43-year-old Florida technician, saw his next opponent, the boy, sitting at their designated table. And then this is in parentheses, and this is another part where I'm like, this really wasn't needed, sir. They were competing in Division III, the second lowest classification of four. I played in Division II on the opposite side of the ballroom. All right, we get it. You're smarter than these guys.
Cares.
We get it. You're smarter, okay? Moore left the room to clear his head before their game. When he returned, the boy was missing, but Moore noticed that the two blanks were side by side in one of the 5x5 tile quadrants on his opponent's side of the table. So this is where it starts to get CSI and shit. Moore had played the boy earlier. The boy had drawn both blanks, but Moore won anyway. So not only was the boy apparently cheating, but he sucked at it. Aware of the scuttlebutt about the boy's suspiciously strong performance at the previous tournament, Moore saw the side-by-side blanks as a potential red flag. Not the fact that a 43-year-old guy was hanging out with a kid, but whatever. Each player filled the bag with tiles from his own side. As they finished, Moore grabbed the top of the collapsed bag with both hands to allow the tiles to settle.
This guy is very thorough.
That also allowed him to watch his opponent's hands.
Ooh.
Now this is starting to turn into a Harlequin novel. Moore, I can't believe I just dropped that reference.
You are such a joke.
Moore told officials he saw the boy grab the blanks with his left hand and close his pinky ring and middle fingers around them. The boy dropped some other tiles into the bag with both hands and then moved his hands below the table. Moore loaded the remaining tiles on his side into the bag and placed it next to him and called for a tournament director. So he told the director that he saw the boy palm both blanks. The director dumped the tiles onto the board to search for them. At that point, a player at an adjacent table said, "He just dropped two tiles on the floor." Moore saw that one was a blank, and the other landed face down. The boy picked them up and put them on the table. He was taken from the tournament room, questioned by tournament officials, and in the presence of the mother of another young youth player, ejected from the event. All of the players who had lost to the boy were subsequently awarded wins.
Wait, why? What, in the presence of another youth's mother? What's the point of that?
I guess his kid's parents didn't want to go with him, so maybe he was taken by him, like him and his best friend who always play Scrabble together. The other kid's mother took him.
Maybe they didn't want to go because their son is a loser.
They're like, "Listen, honey, like we just don't want to see you play Scrabble. Okay, it's embarrassing, and we also hate Florida." And then talks about Moore and cash prize and whatever. And then Moore says this, which is just stupid. I don't know why he said it, but he goes, "While necessary, there is certainly no joy in having to punish a kid for such an offense."
This guy's a real loser.
It's like he's doing the pre-apology to apologize for the kid. "Listen, I'm sorry for ratting on the kid, but he was cheating.
None of us take any joy in our actions."
So let's see. We'll skip ahead. And then this part I thought was interesting, too. As three-time national champion Joe Edley put it in a 1995 Sports Illustrated article. So this has
must have been a slow month for Sports Illustrated.
So this was in 95. So this has been going on for quite some time.
At least 17 years.
But the other guy was going on since 25 years, it said. So yeah. This has been going on for a while, but people actually started covering this like within the last 17 years, which I was amazed at. And then, again, a little side comment from Stefan, which helped inspire me to play and write about Scrabble.
which inspired me to write about the driest topic imaginable.
Okay, great. It inspired you to play Scrabble. That's cool. You know what inspired me to play Scrabble? Being bored. So
when I had nothing else to do and someone was like, "Ugh, you want to play Scrabble?"
I was like, "All right." Even when it's on my phone with that stupid knockoff Words with Friends, I don't play it.
I had to delete it. It was getting too frustrating. I had too many games going on. It wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, this three-time national champion said, "Nobody wants to cheat, otherwise they lose a significant part of their life."
Really?
Yes. That is really what it says.
I mean, the kid was 13.
Well, his life is over, Greg, okay?
he can't do anything else.
He was taught cheating. His life is over.
He's going to go for a job interview, and they're going to be like, "Wait, weren't you that asshole that cheated in that Scrabble tournament 10 years ago?"
Yeah, they're be like, he won't get into a good high school, okay? He won't get into good after-school programs, which means he won't get into college, which means he won't get into graduate school, and he won't get a good job, okay? So his life is over.
He's done. He should probably just kill himself.
And then it goes on for quite a while, and it actually, this person actually goes into a play-by-play of the final round, because the final round was so riveting. This is how he ends it. "Two of the greatest players of all time joined in one of the most remarkable finishes Scrabble has ever seen. And all anyone wants to talk about is a kid who made a terrible mistake." If you take out Scrabble and replace it with any other sport, the sentence still works, but it just seems weird with Scrabble in there.
You know, I mean, I feel bad for this guy, because...
Which guy?
The guy writing the story.
Okay.
Because the sad thing is that he doesn't realize that, yes, all anyone wanted to do was talk about the kid cheating. But it's only because that's the most interesting thing. No one gives a shit about a bunch of people playing Scrabble.
Well, yeah, like, if you try to do the play-by-play, and I imagine that even if they eventually televise Scrabble, this is what the play-by-play will sound like. While Richards is considered an offensive master, Gibson is known for defending cautiously. But Gibson blundered on his second move, and Richards pounced with a bingo, trap-like, for 80 points. 4 moves later, Richards bingoed again, adjudant, for 98, using a blank for the yen. On the very next turn, Gibson missed a bingo of his own, northing, which means movement toward the north. 3 turns later, Richards bingoed the third time with melanite, a black variety of garnet, for 61.
I love that he put the definition.
Yeah. Gibson, whose annotated Scrabble dictionary is a book of wonder, uncharacteristically missed another bingo, arciform, having the form of an arc. That is terrible. I mean, I guess if you were into it, you'd be like, oh my god, he missed the bingo. What the hell is that guy's problem? But
what a loser.
But I can't imagine, like, how riled up you get at, like, Sox games. And you go, what are you fucking kidding me? I couldn't imagine you doing something like that for this, even.
Dude, you imagine if they put it on TV? They have, like, effects, score, little score in the corner, glow tiles, like the glow puck.
And then it's like in poker, they have on the side when it's the player's turn, they look at all his letters and they have all the possible words he could form
One
side of the screen. And then they rank the percentage likelihood that he will use it. And they were like, well, John, what do you think he's going to use now?
I don't know that, Dave. You know, but when he was in this position before, you know, he went with the Forsworn, but I don't know about that.
Well, it looks like he can also play the word penis. Do you think he'll use that, or do you think he'll be too embarrassed because his mother is here with him today?
And his mother's sitting there crocheting in the front row.
Fun fact, did you know that his mother actually drove him, as he has not had time to get a driver's license, even though he's 43?
His name is actually Dan.
He's just been playing Scrabble nonstop, and he's actually going on a tour next month, trying to promote it around the world. Fascinating stuff.
A world Scrabble tour.
Who would the sponsors be for a Scrabble tournament?
I would say Odor Eaters. Preparation H. I guess he's just sitting there all the time.
Preparation H is a good call.
How about
Funk and Wagnall?
Fucking, yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. Alka-Seltzer, maybe? something stupid.
Depends.
Depends, yeah. I don't know.
Tang?
Maybe, like, maybe Tang. What's like a stupid soda other than Tang?
Fanta?
Maybe Fanta. Did you know Fanta was created actually in Nazi Germany?
I did hear that, yeah.
Thought that was a strange one.
No, it would be sponsored by raspberry soda.
It would totally be sponsored by raspberry soda. Going down to Demolis, get your raspberry soda while you're playing Scrabble.
I can't wait till the point until they were all wearing like hats and stuff of Scrabble online sites and stuff.
Oh, Scrabble uniforms. Like jerseys.
Oh man, and they're all wearing sunglasses and stuff so you can't see what they're looking at.
Yeah, real secretive, like. They got headphones on, they're just listening to it's a recording of some guy just reading through the alphabet, or the dictionary.
That would probably be banned, I would think.
You're probably right.
Now, do you think the same people that play Scrabble like spelling bees?
I don't know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that these people were just really pretentious and were like, you know what? That's beneath me. I enjoy the strategy of the Scrabble game.
Yeah, I mean, they can just give you the words, but I'm making words. I mean, not really making them. You're just kind of, you know, they're already there. You're just putting them down and spelling them out in tiles.
You put tiles on a fucking board.
You know, I just realized I read something back in there that said something about somebody who wrote a Scrabble dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just called a dictionary?
Well, yeah, I think so, but I do know exactly what they're talking about because I know I've seen the Scrabble dictionary.
You have one?
I don't have one, but
It came with a free case of raspberry soda.
It should. No, my aunt, my great aunt, she's old. She's really old.
That's okay. That's a good preface.
She, well, yeah.
Are young players attracted to her?
Oh, yeah. She takes them under her wing.
And they play Scrabble and palm the blanks.
Whenever we visit her down in Texas, she always wants to play Scrabble. And if you put a word down that she doesn't think exists, she busts out her Scrabble dictionary. It's like official by whoever the fuck makes Scrabble. And
I actually know that. Do you want to know?
Yeah, tell me.
It's Hasbro in North America, but everywhere else, Mattel owns the rights to it.
Really?
Yep.
So, yep.
Yep.
So if I go over to Europe and I buy a Scrabble game, it's Mattel?
Yep.
Hmm. It's interesting.
No, you probably it's not. Need to...
It's not at all.
There is no way that is interesting, but go on.
Well, I was just going to say you need a whole new dictionary then, unless you just play it in English, which well, I don't
know. You know, I didn't think of that. Do they have other... I guess they would have to.
Yeah. In Spain, they get S's with the little stupid thing over it. You know, the little thing. Or is that an E that would have the thing on it? I don't know. I never took Spanish. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
There's accents over the vowels in Spanish. And then right. there's
not yes then.
There's a little squiggly line over the ends called a tilde.
Oh yeah, the squiggly line. It's kind of like the approximately sign. You
no,
know?
No. Oh? Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying it was like approximately an N, but it's not.
No. I'm just saying that's what it looks like.
What's weird is the E with an accent is considered the same letter as an E, but. Mm. The N and the N with a tilde are separate letters.
That's fantastic.
So are double L's, but anyway.
Well, I think it would be interesting if you had to use the other languages. Because, I mean, then, like, if you played in Italy, like, there's a whole bunch of letters that you can't even use. It's like, because there's no X's, there's no Y's, there's no V's. Like, you got all these extra fucking tiles. You might need a whole new version.
Oh, okay, so these are, on Wikipedia you can get Scrabble letter distributions. Yeah, they have it broken down in Arabic. Arabic language editions use the following 100 tiles. What were we talking about specifically? Spanish?
We're talking about Spanish and then...
There's an Esperanto set, too. Hebrew uses 104, Greek uses 104, Italian uses 120.
Really? They must just give you extra vowels.
In Russia, they had 104 tiles. Until 1990, they had 126.
But, you think of the Russian one, they get all those wacky letters. It's like backwards P's and all this shit.
Probably. No, yeah, it is. It looks like it's in the. It looks like it's in the Russian alphabet.
That's wacky.
Let's see. Spanish language sets sold outside North America use these 100 tiles. Stress accents are disregarded. The letters K and W were absent since these two letters are rarely used in Spanish words. According to FICE, Federación Internacional de Scrabble en Español, a blank cannot be used to represent K or W. Using one C and one H tile in place of the CH tile, because CH is its own letter in the language, and two L tiles for the double L tile is also not allowed in Spanish Scrabble. But Spanish language sets sold within North America use 103 tiles. So you get three extra tiles if you buy it in North America.
Oh, man, I bet they're smuggling it out of here.
Anyone out there looking to buy a Spanish Scrabble set, buy it in America.
There's no telling what can come from this.
Oh, man, they have a lot of different sets. Afrikaans with in South America, or South America, South Africa.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like the mix between whatever, like Dutch and...
I think...
What the hell is Afrikaans?
I think it's a combination of like a Dutch and German.
Okay. Because I know it was like the Dutch that kind of settled down there.
Or maybe it's like a combination of Dutch and native languages. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just thinking because it's a Germanic language. But I think you're right, because it was Dutch that mainly settled there. So I think it's Dutch and then a combination of like the native languages and any other empires that settled down there.
Gotcha.
So we learned a lot about Scrabble today, more than we probably wanted to know.
I was going to say, I know more about Scrabble now than I ever wanted to know.
Do you know the name of the man that invented Scrabble?
No, I don't. I was just going to look it up real quick. And just...
his name is Alfred Butts.
Oh, yeah. Alfred Butts. What a man.
What a man. He lived actually to almost be 100.
Really?
He was born April 13th, 1899. He died April 4th, 1993.
Wow. I hope he was like a complete idiot. He's like, I don't know what's going on. He just like, he came up with this idea. He was no good at spelling, but he had an idea and it worked.
Let's see, after working as an architect, but now unemployed, Butt set out to design a board game. I don't know why that fell into his idea, but I guess 30s is probably when a lot of the board games came out, so.
It's true.
He studied existing games and found that games fell into three categories: number games, such as dice and bingo, move games such as chess and checkers, and word games such as anagrams.
No one plays anagrams.
Buzz decided to create a game that utilized both chance and skill by combining elements of anagrams and crossword puzzles, popular pastime of the 1920s. Players would draw 7-letter tiles from a pool and then attempt to make a word. A key to the game was Butts' analysis of the English language.
Damn.
But studied the front page of the New York Times to calculate how frequently each letter of the alphabet was used. He then used each letter's frequency to determine how many of each letter he would include in the game. He included only 4 S tiles so that the ability to make words plural would not make the game too easy.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He initially called the game Lexico, but later changed the name to Crisscross Words after considering it and began to look for a buyer. That's a weird thing to say. After considering quote unquote it. So he called the game Lexico.
Whoever wrote this article is.
Yeah, but changed the name to Crisscross Words after considering it. So you thought at some point he considered calling it it. And then it says, and began to look for a quote unquote buyer. But I don't know what the hell that means. Because that almost seems like buyer should be another title for the name. Anyway, he rejected the idea, but he was tenacious. He sold the rights to entrepreneur and game lover James Bruneau. Made a few minor adjustments to the design and renamed the game Scrabble, a word meaning to grope frenetic.
Yeah, it goes well with what's going on at these tournaments.
Apparently so. From the Dutch.
Yeah, there's the Dutch again.
Schraben, to scrape or scratch.
Well.
Yeah, that's where Scrabble came from. So.
I've about had it with Scrabble.
Hey, you chose the top.
Hey, you know what? We got a lot of mileage off of Scrabble. I'll definitely give it that.
I didn't know there were tournaments. That amazed me. And then the fact that there were cheating in tournaments. Who cheats at a board game?
It's one thing to cheat, like, you're trying to, like, screw your mom over with the houses and Monopoly or something. But, like, who hides blank tiles in a Scrabble tournament and thinks they're going to get away with it?
Well, you know, Greg, when it is a significant part of your life, you do what you got to do.
The hell does that mean?
Well, they said when you cheat, you lose a significant part of your life. So Scrabble's obviously a significant part of your life, and you got to do what you got to do. You know, money over everything.
Are you suggesting I start cheating at Scrabble?
Yes. I'm suggesting we all start cheating at Scrabble.
I just don't play. I can't do it anymore.
Especially after this.
not for me.
Your great aunt's going to be like, Greg, let's play Scrabble. No! Like,
I know too much.
You throw the board and throw the pieces outside.
Oh, I'm going to just take the bag and dump all the pieces in the trash.
You flush them down the toilet.
Sorry, Aunt Eva.
Greg, what are you doing? Those were all the tiles we had. We needed those tiles.
Like, I don't know, you got extra blank tiles, you palming?
I was thinking of Goodfellas. Like, instead of flushing the cocaine at the end, you're flushing the tiles.
What are you doing?
Those were all the tiles we had. We needed those tiles to survive, Karen.
They were gonna find us.
They were gone! Nintendo! They were here! I'm sorry!
Oh, she's so stupid. That Scrabble-hating bitch. Keith just loves Scrabble too much.
No, I'm just thinking about you in the bathroom.
Flushing. screaming.
I want to make that movie.
Scrabble fellas. Hey, Spider, bring me some pieces over here.
Why don't you fucking go home and get Monopoly?
Nah, I don't do that no more.
Alright. We did get a lot of mileage out of Scrabble.
Yeah, we did. That's good.
Alright. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
And if we don't see you through the week, we will see you through the window.